At least two major European banks say they've been exposed to hedge funds managed by Bernard Madoff, the former NASDAQ head who's been charged with defrauding his clients through a massive pyramid-type scheme. The Spanish banking group Santander says a hedge fund it runs could lose several billion US dollars, while the French banking giant BNP Paribas estimates its exposure to be around $470 million. Analysts are expecting regulators to face a massive backlash from their apparent failure to check Mr. Madoff's products. Barbara Miller reports.
He'd been in the business for close to 50 years. He was a former chairman of NASDAQ, and his investment products attracted, in the words of one commentator, the world's financial aristocracy. But according to US prosecutors, Bernard Madoff was the mastermind of a massive fraudulent scheme doomed to failure. Investors were promised very high returns, but in reality, early investors were being paid with money from later investors. Stephen Main is the author of the financial newsletter, The Main Report.
Well, I guess when you're dealing with a former chairman of the NASDAQ who's endorsed by the SEC and licensed and has been operating since 1960 and has a track record of brilliant returns, you just don't imagine that the whole thing could be a Ponzi scheme fraud. So investors around the world chased the best returns, and this looked like it was just too good to be true. It was too good to be true. Some of the richest people around the world have been sucked into the tune of $75 billion Australian dollars, and this will go down as probably the largest scandal in modern US history.
Do you think it would have been difficult for investors to discover that this was a scheme on very shaky ground?
Well, very difficult. If you're a millionaire in Switzerland, you rely on the published figures, and you assume that the world's most sophisticated financial markets in the US wouldn't allow such an extraordinary fraud. So I think that there'll be enormous litigation against the US regulators and ultimately the US government for basically endorsing what was an extraordinary and huge fraud.
Do you think it's possible to say to what extent Australian investors may be affected?
Well, I would imagine in the end it would probably finish up in the hundreds of millions of dollars. When Enron collapsed, I think the Australian loss ultimately was about $600 or $800 million. Lehman Brothers is looking like it'll be a little under $1 billion. So when you've got a $75 billion investment fund, which attracts clients from all over the world, you would have to assume that Australia, 2% of the world's markets, would probably be in for 2% of the hit here, which would suggest an exposure of probably around sort of the $1.5 billion mark, all of which you assume will not be lost, but some of it will be lost.
Farah Borz-Morshirian is Professor of Finance at the Australian School of Business at the University of New South Wales. He agrees that the Madoff case will lead to tighter oversight.
I think what we are facing at the present time with similar stories that we are seeing that the regulators have failed in number of areas, and I think this is one of the cases. We keep talking about market failures, which is the case in some instances, but also we are seeing now regulators' failures. And I think the lessons learned from the current global financial crisis and collapse of money market funds like this one and others are that we need to address two cases. One, to strengthen the regulator's ability to be able to detect financial risk, because their financial risk was not well detected. They should make sure that auditing is done in a public manner. There is transparency in the operation of private investors, such as basically companies that we're talking about. At the same time, market has got more discipline, and that includes investors who are trusting basically a New York money manager to run billions of dollars for them.
Despite all the doom and gloom, Stephen Main thinks the Madoff case may be unique.
It's so brazen, I would be stunned if there were others like it. But the surest thing to come out of this is that there will be a massive regulatory backlash from the Obama administration and from counterparties to the US financial system all over the world, because this is something you wouldn't even imagine would go on in Zimbabwe, let alone coming out of the world's heart of finance in New York.
Investor activist Stephen Main ending that report from Barbara Miller.